United Lutheran Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast, conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more, with voices from around the corner and around the globe. Welcome to the Seminary Explores. I'm your host, Katie Giebenhain. My guest is Dottie Dalphon, the executive director of the YWCA Gettysburg at Adams County. She has previously held roles in communications, development, administration, customer relations, and philanthropy, including serving as executive director of Shepherd's Spring Outdoor Ministry and Retreat Center, and community relations manager of Transit IT Services of Frederick County, Maryland. She is a magna cum laude graduate of Goldie Beacom College in Delaware. Dottie, welcome to the Seminary Explorers.
Thank you, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here.
This YWCA is sometimes compared to a YMCA because it provides both mission-driven programming and a full-service athletic facility, including an indoor and outdoor pool, a fitness center, and classes. It is dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. It is also the largest childcare provider in the county. Dottie, how do you describe the spectrum of offerings? This is such an interesting combination.
It is indeed the variety of programming that attracted me to the YWCA. I love that we do all this variety, as you said, from the fitness center, which has been voted by the community as the best fitness center for 13 years in a row, to operating an indoor pool and an outdoor pool, to being the largest childcare provider in the county, and how these programs are carried out in alignment with our mission. That's what I find very exciting. I was especially grateful to be able to operate these childcare services for the families of essential workers under a state-granted waiver while we were in the red phase of the governor's reopening plan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We reopened to support the families in the middle of May at a time when they had very limited options for childcare. Our child enrichment program team has done outstanding work to keep the children, the families, and themselves healthy and happy during those challenging times. It is a blessing for the community.
Absolutely. And how is it going at the outdoor pool? It's summer, so I just have to ask.
People are delighted to be back at the outdoor pool. Operations are going very smoothly. The outdoor pool is located, in case anyone doesn't know, at 730 Chambersburg Road. We reopened in early June, still in the yellow phase of the governor's plan, so we opened with some restrictions on our capacity. However, since moving to the green phase, we've been able to relax those numbers, the restrictions on the numbers of folks who can come in. However, our aquatics team is working very hard to make sure that they're sanitizing the high touch areas frequently to keep the members and guests and themselves safe and happy. And we're grateful that our members are being mindful of good hygiene habits and our social distancing while they're there. One of the special aspects of operating those outdoor pools, because there are two there located at the location on Chambersburg Road, is our ability to serve the community. So non-YWCA members are able to frequent the facility by buying a day pass. Day passes are only $8, and evening passes, which provide entry from 5 to 8 p.m., are only $5. So it truly is a good way to build community outside of the normal membership for the YWCA.
Yeah, definitely a community pool in every sense then. Yes. Yeah. And would you say that more people that you encounter tend, when they think of the YWCA here, that they think of the athletic and sports offerings or the mission? Or do you think there are a lot of people who are not aware of how comprehensive it is? Or do you think most people kind of have a sense of that?
I think it's a mix. Some people think of us just as a fitness center. I think the folks who come to us maybe for childcare services can see how that's more closely tied to our mission. And,
sure.
And so that makes, you know, an easier time for them to connect the two. And then, of course, there's folks such as our dedicated board members who are very passionate about the mission and finding ways for us to be able to take that out into the community.
So you started just over a year ago, and were able to spend some time with Deb Giese before she retired. In that transition, right at that just before the fiscal year changeover. It's an understatement to say that this has been a zinger of a year. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about dealing with the coronavirus as a nonprofit leader?
Well, even before the coronavirus, we could say that the last 12 months have been a season of change. We saw new directors and assistant directors come to two of our three child enrichment program locations, and we added a position of administrative child enrichment program director. We have a new aquatics director, a new fitness director, a newly created fund development director, and a mission enhancement director position. So that was a lot of change in 12 months. But again, I'm delighted to have such a wonderful team. They have great enthusiasm and expertise, and they bring a lot to their roles. So now that transition was just about winding up, the virus hit. And so that came with its own challenges. To say it was a stressful time, I think would be an understatement, and probably anyone asked that question would have sentiment. But I'm confident that we at the YWCA managed that turbulent time of the closure, as well as the subsequent phased-in reopenings of programs, to the very best of our ability. It was nearly heartbreaking, however, when on the evening of March 16th, we closed our doors in compliance with the state mandates. We had hoped it'd be a short-term closure of a couple weeks, and it turned into 3 months. It was extremely difficult to have to temporarily furlough all the non-essential staff for such a long period of time, and to walk the dark, empty hallways during the closure while we were preparing and hoping for the eventual reopening. But we were very fortunate to have weathered it as well as we were able to. And there were two silver linings that emerged, I think, and all that. One, our management team was amazing. They worked diligently during those 3 months to find new and creative ways to help each other, the whole staff and the community. They offered assistance to the furloughed staff. They stayed connected with the community by sharing health tips and other resources. They sought funds and donations. They handwrote thank you notes to donors. They took online webinars to bolster their knowledge. They revised their SOPs and new policies. They kept the building in good repair, and so much more, so that they could stay connected in that time, but also be ready fully to open the doors when the time came. They did an amazing job.
I did have that impression that it was really, it wasn't, even though the time of the closure was different, it was absolutely not downtime, that everyone was really preparing.
Well, thank you for noticing. We definitely were committed to making sure that we were going to see our way through this and be ready to open. There was so much unknown with regard to the timing of reopening, and we wanted to be ready to welcome the community back in at the very earliest opportunity. And the second thing I think that was such a blessing to us was the community was so entirely generous to us with in-kind and monetary donations at a time when there was so much need in the community and beyond. The first thoughts of asking the community at a time when so many organizations, nonprofits, and individuals needed help almost seemed selfish. But their response to us was truly amazing. I was amazed and continue to be amazed by the support of others in the community.
Black Lives Matter relates to one of the core parts of the YWCA mission. What is an example of something that either the YWCA USA or this local YWCA has done in solidarity with the movement and to try and make progress?
As I mentioned earlier, Katie, I greatly value the events and programs we offer and how they work to fulfill our mission. So in this case, most notably, to promote peace in the community. The work of building peace, especially in light of the recent tragic events, takes many forms. Most recently, on June 14th, we took our racial justice educational information and our beautiful Celebrate Diversity yard signs to the square as part of the peaceful protests. And to other locations such as the farmers market to reach a wider audience and help to share the resources that we have. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of those diversity signs will go to the BIPOC project. The acronym stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. BIPOC project was founded by two women of color. This organization provides education and training to address the history and prevalence of racism in the United States. And that's a mission very similar to our own. And we were very happy to support them in that small, but yet hopefully meaningful way. Mm-hmm. And the racial justice educational components that I mentioned are being shared very liberally at this time. Additionally, our mission enhancement director, Nancy Lilly, is currently offering free 30-minute consultations to organizations to help them begin what is often a sticky conversation with their staff or maybe even their board members. We were contacted recently by another organization here in town looking to do some education with their board members.
And very good.
Yeah, we were delighted about that. So we've had the opportunity in various ways to share that we're doing this. Again, we say 30 minutes, but if it's an hour someone needs, we're happy to make that possible. So we want to be able to get into the community and give specific ways to make improvement. Nancy Lilly has completed 3 racial justice training programs, culminating in a completion of Train the Trainer by Cultural Bridges to Justice and the YWCA Lancaster. Nancy, on behalf of the YWCA Gettysburg and Adams County, brings a deep commitment to those issues of racial and social justice, again, offering these trainings to local businesses, organizations, and even churches. We've been contacted by a church recently asking for similar trainings, and we're delighted to play this important role.
So an individual or business could just contact the main Y telephone number, which is on the website, in order to get more information about that. Very good. How is the other part of the mission, empowering women, important to you both professionally and personally?
That's an easy one, Katie. As a woman who's been blessed with opportunities to have many fulfilling career opportunities, as you said, have a varied background, but also as a mother of 2 young adult daughters, I feel the responsibility to mentor women of all ages who may be seeking that for themselves and especially as it applies to their careers. But also, I feel a deep responsibility to be able to build the bridges or the programs that help them to get there. And then, of course, our child enrichment program is a big component of that because it empowers women who maybe want to work or have to work these days to have a safe place for their children, a place where they thrive and are well cared for and they can feel good about. I remember those days early in my career when my daughters were young and leaving them at a daycare center where maybe I wasn't entirely comfortable or they weren't entirely comfortable. And
sure,
that's quite a tug on a mother's heart. So being able to provide that as a smooth transition for them is very important.
And there's also a program, I'm not sure if it's running now during the, as we're still sort of in COVID era, but if you come into exercise, that you can have childcare during exercising, which is also so important because that can be one of the things that prevents you from coming in to take a class or to work out in the fitness center.
And it is still running, Katie. Thank you for mentioning that. That is our Why We Care.
Yes,
TLC.
Okay.
The offering is still there. We've had to shorten the duration of the reservations in order to provide time for us to clean behind each of the children that come in. But certainly that is a way that we're trying to serve the families who are members here and wish to work out and need childcare for a period of time.
Very good. Very practical. As a fairly new local resident to Adams County, what is something that's been especially interesting or maybe different than you expected? I mean, Gettysburg and the area, it has its own reputations, one could say. I mean, besides some of the obvious stuff with this year being so unusual, is there anything that you, I don't know, have found notable or sort of like, oh, I didn't really expect that?
Sure. When I first assumed my new role last May, I was informed a few times that transplants are never considered locals, regardless of how long they live in Gettysburg. Gettysburg, I'm catching on. And while that may be true, I have to say I was I have been, as well as my husband, very happy to find a very warm welcome here in the community for us personally and for my assuming the role here at the YWCA. It truly has been a very enjoyable experience for us getting relocated into this community. We're happy to be here.
Very good. Good to know. Good to know. And what is an example of a hope that you have for this year ahead?
So now we have all of our new directors in place. My hope for this coming year is that we would strengthen each of the program areas. I mean, they're all doing excellent work, as we've already talked about, but, you know, take a critical eye and see what we could do even a little bit better. And as a part of that, expanding our role in promoting and ensuring the health and safety of women, girls, and all of our members in ways that we can do so readily. One example of that, staff and I are considering adding back into our programs Girls on the Run. That's a program that we used to have here, I understand, years ago. It's a nonprofit program that works to encourage the development of self-respect and healthy lifestyles in preteen girls through dynamic interactive lessons as well as through running games, all of which culminate in a celebratory 5K. So that meets our
lovely
fitness mission as well as empowering women with the educational components, young women. I have a deep belief that working in the community with younger people is where we will build beliefs and supports that they'll carry out into their lives and hopefully make a positive impact in how we treat one another peacefully in the future. So while it's great to do all the work that we're doing, of course, now to address racial and social issues, I feel that being proactive in working with the younger children and adults is also going to be an important role.
Yes. You've been listening to The Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain. My guest has been Dottie Dalfon, Executive Director of the YWCA, Gettysburg and Adams County. Learn more at their website, ywcagettysburg.org. Dottie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Katie.
And all the best for this year ahead.
Thank you.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explores, a production of United Lutheran Seminary with campuses in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to visit our website at unitedlutheranseminary.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of United Lutheran Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.